Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And give me an F, give me an R, give me an I, D, A, and Y. I was never a cheerleader in high school, but it is Friday, and that makes me a happy, happy man. So I pray that you are doing well today. This is Bob Arthurs from Merritt Assembly of God. You tuned into the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIEFM.com. Well, that's the website, WMIEFM 91.5. On your radio dial, tuning device, whatever you want to call it. But we want to thank you today. Pray that you are planning on having a great weekend. We have got a missionary that is going to be with us that grew up here in Brevard County. I'm going to be here on Sunday morning sharing a brief window about the field God has called them to. And we're going to take that opportunity to be a blessing to them. July is an exciting month for us. Later on this month, my wife and I will have to travel away for a baby dedication, that's always very, very exciting. And so unfortunately that means that I'm going to be gone for a Sunday morning, but we'll do our best to hang in there and survive, and the things at the church will go smoothly, and God's presence will manifest. It'll be a great and awesome time. So I want to say thank you today to the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. By the way, if you're on Spectrum now, it's been that way with AT&T for a while, but if you're on Spectrum, you now have to dial the area code for the number before you can get connected. So you have to throw that 321 in there. But 321-536-5804 will get you in touch with Greg from Jits Concrete, and they can put their decades of experience to work for you, their expertise and their great work ethic, to make sure that your foundation or your sidewalk or your patio, whatever concrete project you're working on, can get done on time, and get done quickly. So you need to extend your time frame. If you are planning on doing something in September, you need to be on that probably already, if not sooner. So if you're looking at a project coming up in the months ahead, call them now, because there is a material supply shortage, and it's impacting some of the construction timeline. One of my kids, they're having a house built. They got a phenomenal program that they're working through, and everything was going just steamrolling ahead, and then all of a sudden it came to a screeching halt, and it was because of supply chain issues. I saw, you know, in Atlanta where they had concrete issues, Brother Anderson said that down here sometimes there's even a difficult time getting rock. We're just in a kind of a crazy season as far as construction supplies go. So give them a call, 321-536-5804, well in advance of when you're wanting something done, so that you can get your project done on time. So I know some people that ordered some construction supplies, a construction product. I think they ordered it in October of last year, and still waiting. And so patience, the patient endurance of the saints. So get started early. Don't procrastinate. I'll say that again. Don't procrastinate. So let's go back to John chapter 7. John chapter 7. And we're going to begin reading in verse number 37, but we're going to really pick up in verse number 39. And it says, on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Therefore, many from the crowd, when they heard this saying, said, truly, this is the prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, will the Christ come out of Galilee? Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the seed of David and from the town of Bethlehem, where David was? So there was a division among the people because of him. Now some of them wanted to take him, but no one laid hands on him. So Jesus is speaking in verse number 38. And then verse number 39, there is a little addendum, a little explanatory note that is inserted by John that helps explain to the readers what Jesus was talking about when he was teaching the spiritual truth to those gathered to hear him on that occasion. And he says, by this he spoke concerning the Spirit. So many of the people who listened to him at that time would not have had an adequate understanding of what Jesus was saying. It would have been appealing. I really like the fact that, you know, the Spirit is poured out, and out of our innermost being will flow rivers of living water, or out of our heart flows rivers of living water, as the scripture has said. It lines up with the Word of God. So this addendum says, okay, here is the explanation. He spoke concerning the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. So I want to, first of all, say this. If we lack understanding, that does not mean that God lacks the understanding. So if we lack understanding, we can come to God and seek understanding from him. And, you know, we will eventually come to that place where, oh, now I understand. That happened on the day of Pentecost. It happened, in the early church with great frequency. Oh, now we understand what Jesus was talking about. They didn't understand the resurrection until after he was resurrected. And they said, oh, now I get it. Now I understand. So sometimes our lack of understanding isn't permanent. It is, it's just temporary. We're waiting for the explanation. So I would have been a much better sports person when I was a kid if I had understood then what I understand now. There sometimes, you know, in football, I didn't understand the lingo. By the time I got to high school and was playing baseball, I didn't know how to hit a curveball because I didn't know how to recognize a curveball. Wasn't because I didn't know how to hit. Wasn't because I didn't know how to run and field. But, because as an adult, when I was playing on a softball team, they would say, uh-oh, here comes a fast one. And so there were issues. It was just a matter I didn't understand at the time when I needed to understand. That understanding did not come until later. So get into the Word of God, get into your prayer closet, and wait on the presence of God. And I've got a teaching on waiting on the Lord that I'm probably going to do here on the radio in the very near future, because it was revolutionary to me. I was studying for a memorial service, and all of a sudden I felt like a dummy, to be honest with you, because it was like, oh my goodness, I cannot believe that I did not dig into the Word and see what that process actually looks like. So I'm going to be sharing that with you because it's good word. And so I want to bring that to you, and it'll be a blessing to you. So he says, he spoke this concerning the Spirit whom those believing in him, believing in Jesus, would receive. Now, I will tell you this, that when God says he will pour out his Spirit, he says he will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, but not all flesh will receive the Holy Spirit. Receiving the Holy Spirit is limited to those who believe in Jesus Christ. And I will tell you, you know, or I'll try and explain to you a little bit. Before we have our sins forgiven, we are in an unholy state. The full title of God the Spirit is God the Holy Spirit. He comes in to our lives because our sins are forgiven. And the people who were listening to Jesus at that time, their sins were washed away or washed over at Passover, but their sins were not wiped away completely and totally until Jesus, the ultimate Passover lamb, shed his blood on the cross, and their sins were completely and totally wiped out once they put their faith in Jesus Christ and asked him to be the Lord of their life, asked him to forgive them. So we need to be saved. The only way to be saved is to believe in Jesus. And so the Holy Spirit was not poured out until after the sacrifice, after the resurrection, after the ascension, and all of a sudden now the Holy Spirit is coming, and he's beginning to work in people's lives. So I also want to point this out to you. If you're a believer in Jesus, it does not say that you might receive. It says that you would receive. That is a futuristic declaration that goes along with the word will. You believe in Jesus, God the Holy Spirit comes onto the scene in your life, and he begins his refining process, his empowering process, his teaching process in our lives so that we can be the witnesses that he wants us to be. So, we can't look at these people and say, man, I can't believe that they didn't understand that, because there are a lot of issues in our lives that we can look at and say, you know, I don't understand. But then later on, we get an explanation and said, oh, now I see. Sometimes it is just one event away from triggering some really wonderful spiritual events. So he said, they would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. So there were people who were looking for the Messiah, and then when the Messiah came, they didn't recognize him. When the Messiah came, they didn't understand what he was doing. They did not understand the teachings that he was saying. But he said, I'm going to help you, and it's not going to be you flunked, because God does not waste our failures. He redeems us from them and uses them as teaching moments. And so he says, now what I'm going to do is I'm not going to make you repeat the class. I'm going to put you into continuing spiritual education. The Holy Spirit's going to remind you of the things that I've said, and he is going to apply them to your heart. And so that receiving of the Holy Spirit, there was a timing issue because there was a prerequisite event that needed to take place before the Holy Spirit would come. That prerequisite event was that Jesus was not yet glorified. Some of us, and I said that exactly the way I wanted to, some of us have struggled with timing issues. God, why is this taking so long? There was a season in my life. Well, I don't understand why this event happened. I can now look back at the timeline of my life, and I can look at some of the most painful moments of my life, some of the most difficult seasons of my life, and see that God was actually orchestrating that timeline and that step process to get me exactly where he wanted me to be. I don't believe I'm here by accident. I believe I'm here on purpose. And in fact, I believe that the radio ministry is here to be a blessing to Brevard County. I don't believe I'm here for my ego. I'm here to bring the truth of God's word and speak it into people's lives in such a way that they'll say, you know what? This is not just a horse and pony show. This is real life. The word of God is not just for preaching. It's for living. Heard that a long time ago. Never forgot it. It is for living. And just as in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that event could not take place until Jesus was glorified, there are timing issues in our lives where God has made a promise, and the reason the promise hasn't been fulfilled is because there's another event that's got to take place before that. You know, before a land is healed, God's people have got to repent and turn from their wicked ways and seek his face. Listen, life is not about one event after another event after another event. Life is about the sequencing that God has for us and the ordering of our steps. They are not siloed apart from one another. It is a journey, and sometimes the promise can't be fulfilled because the time for the prerequisite hasn't happened yet. Now, when my daughter graduated from college, she missed out on a minor that she had worked towards, and the reason that she didn't have that minor, she was looking for a minor in education, I believe. And the reason that she did not get the minor was because every time she needed to get one of the classes for the minor scheduled, a class of higher priority conflicted with that. And so she was never able to get that sequencing. And then we found out later that there was a process that she could have gone through that they would have allowed her to take that course, but we didn't know that because we were collegiate participants, not collegiate experts. We didn't know about the scheduling thing and all of that. And a friend of mine explained that to me, and it's like, well, I wish I would have known that a year and a half ago. So don't get frustrated with God's timing. I will tell you this. God's clock does not operate like your clock. His timing doesn't operate according to my timing. You know, if we had our way, we would all have had the world's greatest job that we wanted. We would have been married at the earliest age possible. We would have been rich. We would have had our house. We would have had our car. We would have had our family, and all of that would have been without pain. That was most people's dream life, but we live in a fallen world, and instead of worrying about the timing that hasn't happened, the timing of the events that haven't happened yet, let's thank God for the season that he has us in and allow him to prepare us because he knows the season that is coming. So this year we've added two new grandkids. One of the mothers knew that delivery was getting ready to come pretty quickly because she sent a message to my wife and said, I've started nesting. And by that, they're making all of the last minute preparations, just a surge of strength and energy and vision and things like that. This needs to get done. This gets to done. And once all of that is done, it's say, okay, now we're just going to wait for the baby. And so we've been blessed this year with two new beautiful, beautiful grandsons. And we are truly blessed by that. Do you know what kind of spirit you are of? So I'm just going to go over some of the things that I've got written down here. Because he's the Holy Spirit. It's not a carnal nature. It's not a selfish nature. It's not a demonic spirit. You and I, as believers, we get to participate in life with the presence of God, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit changes our heart from a place of parched or thirsty to a condition where we are a source of living water. So instead of being in a position of desperate need, we are in a place for the Holy Spirit to operate out of our innermost being with a flow of abundant resource. We're transformed from a position of lack into a conduit through which the blessings of God can flow in abundance. The Holy Spirit always points people to Jesus. I'm going to say that again. The Holy Spirit always points people to Jesus. The Holy Spirit always glorifies Jesus. And so it is impossible for a person who's filled with the Holy Spirit to curse Jesus. That's never going to happen. Never going to happen. If there is a spirit that is cursing Jesus or not recognizing the deity of Jesus or the humanity of Jesus, then that spirit is not a godly spirit. You and I are, according to Romans chapter 12, let's kind of look over there just a moment. Romans chapter 12. And it says there, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So there needs to be that transformation that takes place. When Jesus says this, that he who believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water, the crowd began to say, many from the crowd said, truly this is the prophet. Moses said there was going to be a prophet that would arise like him. There were many other prophets. Moses' ministry, Elijah's ministry, those were two that get impacted. Isaiah gets quoted quite a bit. Some of the minor prophets get quoted quite a bit. But when they said this is the prophet, this is the Christ, their eyes were beginning to recognize and perceive that the future coming of the Messiah was actually taking place right there in their midst. And that caused some questions to come up. We'll deal with those questions on Monday's broadcast and finish out John chapter 7 here. But I want you to know that when you believe in Jesus, it's not just a one-time event. That's a launch into a supernatural relationship where Jesus comes and lives in your heart. You become the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your behavior changes. Your attitude changes. Your personality changes. Your priorities change. Everything in your life has just begun a journey to become more like Jesus and live for his glory. So there, I pray that, and in fact, this is one of the goals of every message, is that when people hear the anointed word of God going forth, that their recognition of Jesus as the Messiah becomes more and more clear. That's really what should happen. Now, if we harden our hearts, then we're going to be like the religious leadership in Jesus' day that missed it, while the publicans, the tax collectors, the sinners, the rejects of society by most will suddenly find themselves at the front of the line in the kingdom, because they recognize Jesus for who he is, the anointed one of God. And so I pray that when you go to church, that you're not going to church just to fulfill a ritual duty, but that you will prepare yourself in such a way so when that word, that unexpected word goes forth that says, like Jesus did, if anyone thirst, that's me, let him come to me. I can do that. I can come to Jesus and let him drink. I can do that. He who believes in me, well, God's given me the measure of faith so I can believe. As the scripture said, well, I don't want anything that doesn't line up with the word. Out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. And so when you get done worshiping on the weekends, I hope that you have a mindset that says God is getting ready to do great things in our midst this week, because he's the anointed one. It's not just about us. It's about who he is, what he's doing in us, and what he's doing through us. Don't allow the enemy to convince you that as a believer, well, you're just a poor, uneducated, miserable representative of who Jesus is. That's a lie. If you've got Jesus living inside of you, you've got the fullness of the Godhead living inside of you, and God can do great things supernaturally through people, average, ordinary, normal people who allow God to do extraordinary things in them and through them for his glory. God bless you. You have a great, great weekend. We'll see you on Sunday morning, 165 North Grove Street, or we will be back here on 91.5 FM Monday morning, 8:30 of the morning.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Trust in Jesus, just to